My little photographer. After all this time, I finally get to speak with you. Face to face. What do you think, dear? You're finally seeing me with no mask. Was it worth the build-up? Yes, yes, business first. Let us satisfy your quest first, so you can relax. Go on, get your little camera. Do be sure to capture my good side, won't you? There you are. A face to put over the atrocity. A face you've been chasing for years. Is it everything you've expected, my little photographer? Your reporter? Friend? Oh, right. Right. Yeah. I believe we're having him tortured this afternoon. Oh. I think that's the 20th time someone shouted, "You're a monster!" at me today. Oh, but you do with such conviction. You still have some fight left to you. And that is something that I absolutely adore about you, my dear. I know who you are, my love. Being in my position comes with many perks, and one such perk is information. So, when a lovely thing like you crashes a poker game just to try and bring me to justice, I do take notice. That was 3 years ago. You're so right, my dear. 3 years on the dot, actually. Happy anniversary, baby. Don't worry about forgetting. I know we're still in the honeymoon phase. Oh, I think we are absolutely a couple. I really do. I mean, we've been chasing each other for years. We send each other little gifts. Are assassinations not considered gifts any longer? Huh. Perhaps I'm a bit out of touch. Regardless, I believe my point still stands. And if it doesn't, then I'd like to propose something. Guards, leave us, if you please. I'd like some time alone with my darling. Now, can you stand? Good. Here, take my hand. There we are. Mind all the rings. They really are garish, aren't they? I never knew what to do with all the damn baubles people throw at me as they plead for their lives. Decided how much I can fit in one hand. 12 is the number. That gold one on my middle finger is a little on the stocky side. What do I want with you? Well, first, any food allergies? Preference on proteins. Ooh, have you had samosas recently? They're my new favorite thing lately. Oh, I'm having dinner prepared for us, my sweet. After all, it's the first time you've been home in, 6 months or so. Or are we going to ignore the time you've scurried about in my vents trying to find all that icky, nasty intelligence in that borscht little briefcase of yours? Or are you the type to call it an attaché? Don't worry. I'm just leaning a bit closer, my dear. Why are you shaking? Oh, no. No, 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 I'd never hurt you. How could I? You've become like that stray cat that scampers by every once in a while. You know, you hiss and spit and claw and bite. But I still can't help but be fond of you. I can't help wanting to pick you up and snuggle you and feed you until I'm your favorite human. You're only human. I am the worst, I know. Bit of hair in your face, love. Boop. Got it. Now, what were you saying? Something about me being the devil incarnate? Anyways, here, have a seat at the table. Don't mind the dogs, I promise. They're good boys. Just like you. I knew you'd be an animal lover. You're so precious and good. Is that why you're fascinated by me? Oh, of course. You want to make the world more aware of me so I'll be brought to justice for my crimes. So smart, sweet thing. So smart. Oh, but I can't help staring at you, sweetheart. Don't tell me to stop. I mean, all I've had for several years now are just pictures of you. Bad ones. Ugh. They just don't compare to the real thing. How did I get pictures of? My dear, you can do a lot of things when you're as rich as I am. And have a private investigator with the skills of Sherlock Holmes and the persistence of a bloodhound. He found out all about you. Took him a few months. Very impressive. He's usually done in a few days, but, well, you did give him a hell of a fight, my sweet. Really? You're going to lecture me for invading your privacy? As a war photographer? That was quite the explosive round. And yes, you've seen such horrifying things that you assume fall solely at my feet. Now tell me, what do you want me to do about it? Stop. And then you would have a rogue militia out there breeding child soldiers and burning homes to the ground to stir things up. They'd rally, I'd fall, be dragged out as an example, and then whoever led the militia will be seen as a hero for 6 months, and then they'd become an even worse tyrant because all of that love and attention would begin to slip. Paranoia would set in, dissenters would rise, and, well, it's the same old cycle. The merry-go-round continues its dance. Pisses you off that I'm right, doesn't it? You're not stupid, my little sleuth. You know what a power vacuum looks like, and you know, for however horrendous my crimes are, the next in line will be even worse. We tyrants always have such big boots to fill, you see. We can't be less bad than our predecessors because, I mean, just defeats the entire purpose of rising up, doesn't it? You need to be the boogeyman, the final fucking exit, the last stop before hell. Such is life, I suppose. Sit down, my dear. Let's negotiate. There we are. Now, you have something I desperately want. More than anything. More than my next meal or walk with my pretty little doggies, and I think you know what I mean. Yeah. You. It must be exciting to have some power over one of the most dangerous women on the planet. Oh, of course you'd find me crazy. Of course. And yet you write about me so provocatively. We're both obsessed. Let's not pretend. I mean, my obsession is just more honest, lustful, romantic, desperate, wanton, raging need. It's Rena. My name. You only know about my various nicknames, and you've been trying to find out my real name for years. Right? Consider this me showing vulnerability. In good faith, you understand. See? If you agree to be with me with minimal resistance, you may very well get all you need to bring me down. One day. Isn't that your greatest desire, my love? To see me absolutely destroyed and brought to justice. What more could you want? Ah, here comes dinner, finally. You want me to release your friend without harm? You're making me jealous, darling. Do I need to be concerned about them having your heart? Oh, they're already married. Wonderful. Thank you for settling my fears, darling. You're so considerate. Oh, you're such a great communicator. This lobster. Excellent. You really should try. Fine. I'll have him released, untortured, and unharmed after supper. Is he afraid of pit bulls? Tremendously, you say. Well then, I'm sure the little doggy crew over there would love to... Fine. You're worth not spooking someone to the point of pissing their pants. Would you pass the butter, please? Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, so nice to have you home for supper after so long. There you are, my love. Sneaking back in through a window, I see old habits die hard. It was very, very naughty of you to sneak out, my dear. No, I suppose I never stated you couldn't leave. I simply thought it was implied. If people learn what company you're keeping, they might just... kidnap you, sweetheart. Try to torture you or get a handsome ransom from yours truly. You wouldn't care. Because you know what desperation feels like. Come, sit with me for a moment, won't you? You still need to hydrate, regardless. I was quite startled when I found you gone, you know. I almost had some guards get you, but... Well... When they told me you were running food to injured people, I decided it was best not to upset you. It was very fucking nice of me, yes. Would you like more food to send next time? No catch. Well, a kiss wouldn't hurt, but no catch, my dear. Here, some water for my devious little rebel. You're welcome. Tell me something, darling. Why do you fight so? Oh, it is my business. Now, please do be a good little pet and answer. I don't want this to become a fight. But actually, you don't need to say anything because I know. Remember, I told you I did my research on you. So, from what I've learned is you grew up in severe poverty. Got your first job at 13 to try and put some food on the table for your poor family, and then a miracle happened. Or so you thought. Shh. I have your shaking little hands. Don't fret. Oh, this tremor is so bad, love. Yes, you hate me. Yes, I know. Anyways, please let me continue my story. So, your mother won the lottery, and you thought you'd finally be able to rest, maybe scrape up some of that oh-so-precious childhood before it was gone. Completely overrated, by the way. But then she took your other siblings and moved away. Without you? Why on earth? Scapegoat to the sea of golden children and narcissistic parents. I am sorry. I loathe that you were harmed so. You thought I'd be more of a mindset of only the strong deserve to live? Well, I can understand why, my dear. It's what I might assume as well. No, I am more of the mindset that life is a raging, belligerent drunkard far beyond our control. It swings wildly like we are piñatas full of tasty morsels, but it doesn't really care who it hits. All we can do is try and escape its wrath or have a chat with the others while we wait to be cut down. You rose from some truly awful conditions, it appears. Rose up to try and do some good in the world, yes? To try and help those that experienced exactly what you did, or worse. It's not stupid. It's noble. It's also a very, very slow way to commit self-harm. Would you prefer? Would I prefer you to be selfish, like I am? Yes, actually, I would. Because I actually care about your life in a way you do not. Me? Well, let's see. I grew up in poverty as well, believe it or not, in a war-torn city not far from our location. My father was a refugee, he said, but really he was more of a war criminal, desperate to hide from his crimes. He'd always look me in the eye and say, "My daughter, I know you judge me for my past. I too judge myself for my past. But you do not ask the ants invading your home for peace or to politely leave your home. You squash them." Oh, aren't you a sleepy poor little baby? Anyway, I was about 11 when some ghosts from his past found her home. Burst in late at night. Made me watch while they gutted my father. Such a slow, agonizing way to go. Did you know? I'm surprised you can still be empathetic towards me and appalled by such behavior. After all this time. After how much you've suffered. Most turn to apathy. You know? It's easier on the soul. Yes. You always do. Try your best not to be that callous. Don't you? My angel. Gods, you are so, so attractive. I'm almost trembling. You really don't understand how deep my desire for you runs, do you? Oh, I know, we hadn't met face-to-face before last night. We hadn't kissed before last night. But for years now, I've had this pleasant fantasy in my brain always running. A fantasy where you'd come home to me, we'd embrace, chat about our days, make love for hours, and somehow you'd find as much comfort in my presence as I do in yours. I don't love easily. You understand? Not at all. Mayhaps my childhood messed with that a bit. Who knows? Who knows? What I do know is that I'm relentlessly desperate to understand why I'm just so... So in love with everything that you stand for. No, but you do stand for many things, my love. Many, many things. For 3 years now, you've struggled and fought and clawed just to even try and bring some justice to the world. And my private investigator came back with so much information. He seemed perplexed that you would go out of your way to help refugees, that you would spread awareness of their stories, that you smuggle food and water, that you would do all of this for little to no reward. Don't look ashamed. Your strength and tenacity. Gods, I cannot even begin to describe how attractive I find that. How attractive you are. I was wearing my normal mask when you crashed that poker game, so I'm sure you didn't know that our eyes met, but the hate in your eyes when you saw me. Delicious. Am I insane? Probably. Inhuman, certainly. I like to think of myself somewhat like a, praying mantis. Very little, if any, emotion. Calculated, precise action. Generally all right with murdering my partner in a fit of passion. Props if they're twice my size, I suppose. Please, won't you come with me so we can explore this, whatever this is between us, together? Of course you have a choice. You always had a choice. I would never harm you, my love. But part of our deal was that you would be mine, so long as I let your journalist friend go unharmed. Perhaps she might know better how to woo you. Shall I go ask her? A threat? Me? Never, my angel. No, no, your beloved Rena would never make such a dastardly threat simply to possess you. No, that'd be quite... well, dictator of me. Oh, but I can't help but steal your breath away. I've been such a patient, good, good girl. Well, you know what I mean. Now, please, come with me. I can barely stand it. Even if it's just kissing and cuddling, I'll be happy with that. I'll take whatever you can give me. Although, if you're uncertain, I could always just go get your friend and... wonderful. Then let us go stow away for the evening. I've waited years to truly appreciate you. There's fresh robes hanging on the door for you, dear. I'm having your clothes washed. And a fine morning to you, lover. I hope you slept well. Yeah, sure, sure. You hate me. Coffee? Another uprising in the southeast is in business for today. Let's see, which warlord controls that territory at present? Ah, yes, thank you, love. Camilla LeBlanc. Oh, that daddy's girl. Yes, you are correct. She runs diamond mines out for several kilometers that have a stranglehold over the local villages. Said villages keep trying to rebel under various leadership, but never have the armament or artillery to do anything besides, you know, cause an occasional issue. I believe they've been in a stalemate for a good 3 years now. Oh, intel on LeBlanc. Well, do tell, dearest. Oh, what's the matter? Are you not a snitch, even when it comes to evil warlords who run blood mines? Oh, I'll take you seriously, dear. You have my word of that. Interesting. She's having a bit of trouble holding down her own slave labor as of late, has she? Why do you think that is? Got a bit too deep into the proverbial sugar cane that comes from my neck of the woods, huh? Imagine that. Me? Deliberately get a warlord hooked on narcotics to weaken her from within? Oh, you give me far too much credit, darling. Why... even if I were that smart and conniving, it's not like I have an insight to the villagers to arm them. No, 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 no. I'd need to know who they look to as a leader in order to do something like, misplace a shipment of weapons, or several, for that matter. I mean, logistics are terrifically difficult in monsoon season, after all. I mean, when you think about it, what would I need with gem mines at the end of the day, after all?
It sounds to me like those villages used to have an economy based around fine jewelry and clothing before, you know, she did away with their means of shipping them out, their means of feeding themselves, all that pesky nuance. No, no, I'd have no need for such silly things. And I'm already stretched thin enough with the warlords to the west. Sounds to me like it'd be best to let them have their minds back and take LeBlanc out for me. If I'm honest, such an annoying little narcissist that one is. Always cheats at cards to, you know, avoid debts she knows she can't pay. Give me a name, and I'll send them the means to arm themselves. Good question. How can you trust that I won't simply wipe out what resistance remains? Well, I suppose you'd have to ask yourself one question. Would it be more beneficial to me to wipe out some pitiful little resistance that already risks being wiped out without, you know, my interference, so that I can potentially seize assets that I do not need? Or would it be more beneficial to try and prove to my lover that they can ask me for anything? Well, within reason, of course. The truth is, you've been out and on the ground far more than I've been able to these good many years. You've made connections, you've met and shook hands with warlords and resistance leaders alike. You've heard the plight of the people, my little photo-taking ghost. I'd be a fool not to recognize that you have a perspective that I've lost while, well, while my intention has been elsewhere. I promise, on our unity, on my pretty pit bull crew, on my love for good food. Very good. I'll have my men have a teensy tiny slip up in the next shipment of weaponry headed for LeBlanc. The trucks will find themselves closer to the resistance, and they will know who to ask for when questioned. If you could be a love and send a cipher so they don't attack said men, I'm sure it'd be greatly appreciated. Of course, darling. It's my utmost pleasure to pick the core of your sharp, wicked mind. It's quite interesting to see your vitriol pointed elsewhere, I must admit, especially when it's mixed with such potent disgust. It's incredibly annoying that I'm not even the worst dictator around here, isn't it? Ooh, the murder eyes came out. Sorry. Oh, but I am. Can't you tell by my tone? What? Me? Actually trying to topple the others from the inside like some kind of good girl? My love, I'm offended. You know I'm pure, reprehensible evil. The mere notion of me trying to do good by playing games is just, well, I can't even. I do love it when you glare at me like that, though. Oh, I know. You know. But we've been married for so long now, I like to think this is just our love language. Oh, did you hear that, Steven? Mommy is delusional. Oh, the dogs. Well, yes, I got them all from fighting rings. Poor babies. I actually have a small, I suppose, collection of rescued animals dwelling out and about the manor. Most of them roam naturally in the forest and swamp areas that protect it. Oh, don't worry, my sweet. All are up to date on medications, rehabilitated as best they can be, though I would recommend possibly, those diver suits if you ever want to venture the forest alone. You know, the ones that they use for sharks. Oh, because Daryl is just... Well, even for a tiger, he's quite an asshole. And I'd hate to find my darling half chewed up. Yeah, no, I just couldn't. And I have to be honest, I don't like the idea of anything happening to you, if I'm to be completely frank. Oh, I know, I'm simply the worst. Aren't I, Stephen? Yes, I am. Mommy's just the worst. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. They're not all named for some variant of Steve or Stephen. I'll have you know there's also Krieg, the waffle destroyer. More coffee, love? I'm more than happy to sit down and discuss some of your other ideas over breakfast, dearest. Oh, and don't worry about doing your little supply run. Today I've had that taken care of. Your friend has also been released, but you can go and check the holding area for yourself if you'd like. Why am I being so nice to you? Oh, darling. You're cute. You do seem in desperate need of some self-esteem, however. Stop being so dramatic. You haven't sold your soul. Yet, I mean, you've just strategically placed yourself in a place where you can actually accomplish things. Now, breakfast and plotting? Wondrous. I was thinking of an omelet bar this morning. I noticed you were a bit shaky on your proteins last night and in desperate need of some vitamins. How do you take orange juice? Or do you prefer mango? Apple? Oh, it's okay to want apple juice. You're so adorable. Actually, it's been years since I've had apple juice myself. Well, now I have cravings, too. Fair play, little sadist. Oh, if you've never had freshly made, you are in for a treat, my dear. Stephen, go patrol. I can't have you and the pit crew begging for scraps. You'll get your steaks later. Come to breakfast and worry about your soul later, love. You can't pray for forgiveness on an empty stomach. Can you?